If you're an artist, this talk will help you. You know, when you are doing an artist talk, for example, when you're invited to speak about your art or to give a presentation, or maybe when you're gonna meet with somebody important, you wanna, you know, present your art with greater impact. Maybe when you are going to meet with a collector that's coming to see your work in the studio, how to talk about your art, right? So that you increase the connectivity between the collector and your work. You know, all those things will help you. If you are a guest on a podcast or on a TV show or a radio, you know, all the six strategies that I'm gonna give you today will help you really, really a lot, because these are the six strategies that I use, that I've been using for a long time whenever I have the opportunity to speak for my shows, for my podcast, and for everything else that I do as an artist. So it's gonna be awesome. So let's get started, my friend. Let's get started with the very first one. And we're gonna go through this fast. So if you have something to write down, write it down. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna use the word impact, and I'm gonna use each letter of the word impact as an acronym for something I wanna teach you, something I want to show you, all right? First one is insightful thinking. That for the letter I of the word impact, I'm gonna talk about insightful thinking. What does that mean? That's pretty much, it's about understanding what you make. It's this idea of insightful thinking is about understanding what is it that you make, why you make it, and why it matters, right? And understanding it for your own benefit, not to really for the benefit of other people, but for the benefit of you, right? Of who you are and what you do. Ask yourself these three questions all the time, right? What is it that I'm making? Why am I making? And why it matters, right? Why it matters to me, right? First of all, before it can matter to anyone else. Because we make art, and it's a choice, it's a constant choice. Whatever you call art, you know, for some of you, it might be painting, drawing, sculpture, performance, installation, site-specific, whatever it may be, whatever it is, this thing that you call art, you make that choice, right? You enter in that moment in which you're going to make art, or art will happen in some way or form or fashion. When that is done, you will call that art, and you will present that as an art form to the world, right? So insightful thinking is about understanding what you make, understanding your own process, understanding your ideas. And for that, my friend, it takes time. It takes time, something that you need to develop over time. If you have a hard time talking about your art, maybe it's because you haven't spent time thinking about your own art. You haven't, you know, spent enough time thinking about the thing that you make. Why is it important to you? Why does it matter to you, right? And really think about it. Something that you can do here, for example, is you can also ask other people about what they see in your art. You know, how do they respond to your art? Be observant. Whenever I have a show, I love to look at people's response, and I love to hear, you know, what they have to say. When, you know, I meet somebody at an opening and it's a solo show, I always love to ask him, the person is like, which one was your favorite piece? You know, why did you like that piece over all the other 20 or 10, whatever many pieces were in the show? I'm super interested of knowing, you know, through that person's eyes, experiences, and who that person is, and in his or her own understanding of art, you know, why that piece was important for that person. It allows me to learn through other person's eyes and experiences, you know, what art is on that person's eye, and it allows me to understand my art even better. It's a great practice, something that you can do. And I'm gonna give you, for this one, insightful thinking, I'm gonna give you a power tip. For all these six, I'm gonna give you a quick power tip. Power tip number one. So power tip number one, something you can do is, if you want to understand your art better, you know, do this exercise of writing about it, understanding it, spending time with it, spend time writing about your own art, and then come up with an elevator pitch, which I think most of you have heard about the elevator pitch, right? It's kind of a short statement about what is it that you do as an artist that you can tell to anyone, you know, during an elevator ride. In other words, it's very fast, very quickly. It's a very short statement. But what I have developed over time is not only a short statement, but also what I call a hook. And maybe some of you have heard me talk about this, you know, a hook after the elevator pitch, which is very short. And the idea of the hook is to hook the person into engaging in a deeper conversation, right? Which is the whole idea of, you know, the elevator pitch. You tell them what it is, what that you make, and then so that hopefully, you know, there's some sort of interest in some way or fashion. So, for example, let me put this into practice, how this works for me. So, if you were to meet me for the first time, and you ask me, hey, Sergio, we're in the elevator from first floor to third floor. Say, Sergio, so what is it that you make? I will tell you, well, I'm an artist, right? And what I do is I'm a painter. I make paintings based on the human form and presented in an abstract way, or painted in an abstract way. And I am super, super interested and inspired by the cycles of life, everything from death, from birth to death and everything in between. And I'm also very interested about my own understanding of spirituality and humanity, right? And that's my elevator pitch. That's it. It's very short. That's my elevator pitch. Now, what I do as a hook, which allows people to kind of get a better understanding about what I just said in a practical manner, what I do is then I throw in a question right away. And the question is very simple. What I say after that, you know, because we still have one more floor to go in the elevator, I would say something like this. Have you ever been, for example, driving in your car and then you get to the stop sign and you're waiting for the light to go green and all of a sudden you feel like somebody's looking at you or staring at you and you turn and, oh, you know, you jump because actually maybe a kid in the backseat of the car next to you was like staring at you. So you felt that presence, right? Or maybe you're in your room by yourself, you're reading a book and you feel somebody walks in without making noise, but you feel that presence and you turn around. That feeling, that exact feeling is exactly what I'm super interested in conveying in my art, this idea of presence, right? Of presence. And that's it, that's the hook. So typically most people, the way they respond to that is like, oh yeah, you know, I know that feeling. I know exactly what you mean, sir. It's kind of creepy, or, you know, that starts a conversation, right? Because everybody has experienced that in some way or form or fashion. So as you see, I use the elevator pitch, right? To say very briefly, what is it that I do? And then I use the hook to bring that notion, that idea, into everyday life, into an experience that we all understand. It took me many years to come up with that little simple question, right? It's the process of asking myself all these questions all the time. What is it I make, why I make it, and why it matters? Why would it matter to anyone else? So it's a great practice for you, my friend. If you don't have an elevator pitch or a hook, think about it. So let me ask you right here in the comments. Tell me in the comments, do you have an elevator pitch? Do you have an elevator pitch? If you do, say yes. Or if you need to work on one, say I need to work on my elevator pitch. Do you have a hook? Let me say a no hook or yes hook. You know, maybe you need to work on something like that. You know, again, we're talking about how to talk about your art with greater impact, right? That's the idea of greater impact. Not just anyone can talk about their art, but greater impact, right? So that it helps you to connect with the person on the other side. All right, the second one. Second thing I want to cover, moving along. So we're using the word impact, right, as an acronym. So that was the letter I, which was stand for insightful thinking. So the letter M stands for meet me at the door. This was a super fun one to put together. Meet me at the door. Now, what does that mean to you? What does you mean by meet me at the door? Well, of course, the letter M, so I had to come up with something, and I found this clever idea to bring this point to you, because I couldn't find another word to use. So meet me at the door, which actually works really well. Meet me at the door is all about not telling people what your art means, right? Just meet them at the door. I believe the whole purpose of talking about your art greater impact is not about, okay, here's the big one, is not about telling people what your art means or telling people what to think about your art, of your art. But rather, all I'm doing with this talk is helping you bring people in the door, bring people in the door so that they themselves, based on their experiences, who they are in the world, based on their background and so on, their understanding of own art, they can come up with their own conclusions. They can come up with their own understanding. They can come back with their own meaning. Let them discover for themselves meaning versus you telling them what something means to you, to them. You can tell what it means to you, but let them discover their own meaning. So meet me at the door. It's all about this idea of, if you were to visit me today in my house, right? If you were to come in, the door is over there. If you were to come into my house and you get to my door, right? And you click on the bell. Well, if I'm a good host, I'm going to go and meet you at the door and invite you in, right? That's what I would do, right? If I know who you are, of course, you know, I would open the door, greet you, meet you at the door, and let you in. So as you walk in, particularly if it's a home that you have never been to, you will realize that, you know, it's a new place. And whenever you walk into a new space, what you do? You know, you like to discover, you like to look at how people live, right? What's in the house? You know, where do I go next? Where's the bathroom? Where, You know, what direction do I need to go to? When you go to a party of a house you've never been to, you're always kind of scanning the trying to discover, right? What's your environment? But I meet you at the door, and after I meet you at the door, I let you in, and then you discover for yourself, right? That's exactly what I mean by meet me at the door. For this one, if you want to talk about your art with greater impact, you got to meet people at the door. Give them just a point of entry and let them discover by themselves. Let them discover by themselves. A power tip on this one for you, something that you can do to help you out. Let people discover, or help them discover, the meaning behind the word. In other words, just give them something, an entry point, and let them do the rest of the work. Because that's the beauty about art, right? You don't want to steal that from the audience, from the person on the other side coming to discover what's your art all about. You don't want to tell them, well, this is what it means, this is what it is. So if you tell them all the information, you know, why would they have any desire to search further? So meet me at the door is about that. Meet people at the door and welcome them in. And that's what it's all about. So next one. So I hope you enjoyed that. Did you like that one? Did you like that one, my friend? Let me know in the comments. Did you enjoy that one, meet me at the door kind of thing? I thought it was kind of cool. At least I had fun thinking about that one. All right, number three. And now we're going to use the letter P of the word impact, letter P. And for this one, I'm going to use passionate engagement. Passionate engagement is very important. If you want to talk about your art with greater impact, you got to talk about with passionate engagement. Show that you care. Show your emotion. And I don't mean dance around when you talk about your art. I'm just saying show that you care. Show that you have emotion, right, towards the things that you are doing. If you are not excited about talking about your art, why would anyone be excited about what you have to say, right? You have to show that emotion. I don't know about you, but I have been to talks, for artist talks and other types of talks, where the person is just like, it's just monotonous. There's no emotion whatsoever. And, you know, you can scan the room and people are checking their phones, waiting for this thing to be over. You don't want to be that person. Nobody remembers that talk. Nobody will ever remember that talk, right? You want to show emotion. You want to show that you care, that you know, you are excited about sharing what you have to share, right? Whether it's something big, like a big talk in an auditorium, or versus you're talking to a collector that's coming into your studio to look at the work, right? Show some emotion. So be passionate and engage with passion. People are attracted to passionate people. Everybody's attracted to people that show passion in the things that they do, right? That's why sports are so big, right? When you think about sports, it's a bunch of passionate people about a group of 20 people running around, throwing a ball around, right? But the stadium is full of 80,000 people, all passionate about those guys over there or gals over there doing whatever they're doing, right? It's passion. It's passion that brings people together. So you got to think about that one, my friend. You got to be passionate. So a tip for you on this one is be free of expectations. Be free of the expectations of others. You have to be free of that, and then you can show your own passion, right? When talking about your art, move around. You know, if you're having a hard time, you know, showing passion about your art, what I recommend, whenever you have an opportunity to talk about your art, don't stay in one corner, in one spot, like a little square, and you stay there and then you just talk about it. But rather move around. Something that I've been doing in the last few years, whenever I have an opportunity to talk about my art, and actually just last month, I have the opening of my solo show at Northwestern College, which is still up. It closes on Friday. And that show, closes on Saturday, I think. I had to do an artist talk, and I love artist talks, right? And so we started the talk in one side of the gallery. We ended up in the other side of the gallery, because the way I do artist talks right now is more of a conversation. I hate this idea of me, you know, kind of lecturing people, right? I like to walk around, and so we started on one side, And I point at the art, and I point this, and I talk about this, and we move, and I allow conversations and things like that, right? So when I'm in my zone, when I'm in my element, where I don't feel like I have to stay in a box, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I can show the passion that I have for the work that I do and for the opportunity that I have to be presenting about my art, right? So find ways in which you can kind of remove yourself from this rigidity. And be yourself so that you can show, you know, that you care for the work that you do. Your passion will be more projected towards the audience. Number four. So that was number three, passionate engagement. Number four, now you're seeing the letter A of the word impact. The letter A is authentic storytelling. And storytelling, my friend, is huge, so important. It's such an amazing way to connect people to your art, right? Through the stories that you tell. And I'm not talking about it necessarily has to be the story of what's happening in the work, but just the stories that happen to you as an artist, to you, things that happen in your studio, right? When you are authentic in your stories, people connect with you, because it's hard to, you know, do a story and make it up, right? And overdress it. You know, stories, if it's a true story, it will come out natural for you to share the story. And what something that you can do, and what I recommend to do, is you can actually write down your stories that you can tell when you have presentations or artist talks. I have, for example, a number of stories that I share when I'm talking about my art. There's a specific painting, for example, and I'm not gonna go to the whole story because I don't have time. But I have a whole story on one painting in particular that when I was working in the studio, accidentally I dropped a plastic knife that I usually use to scoop the paint from the bucket, and I dropped it on top of the painting and I didn't notice. I went to bed. The next day I went back to the studio, and when I noticed, boom, you know, the knife, plastic knife, was already dried up with the paint. So if I pulled up, it would peel off with a bunch of paint around it. So it was not easy. So I decided to leave it and work with it, and it actually became an important part of the painting, right? So I have a whole story that I tell the audience whenever I talk about my art, and that painting is in place in the show. It gives me something to share, right? A story to share, that how, you know, the artist's life is just like any other life. You know, no matter how much you plan something, sometimes things happen in the studio, right? Sometimes accidents happen and you either fix it or live with it. And so it just adds so much more personality to your conversation, to the art. Now when people see the artwork, you know, now they see it with some better understanding of the stories behind it. And every time I tell that story, you know, people go after the talk, and literally they go to that painting looking for that little plastic knife, which is not very easily seen because I ended up painting it. So, you know, those are the stories that you can actually write down. And when things happen in your life or you were inspired by something, write those things down. It will provide that authenticity as a person delivering, you know, your message as you talk about your art. So authentic storytelling, super powerful. Power tip for this one, write down stories that you can tell. So how you guys doing on that one? Do you have stories that you can tell? Tell me in the comments if you do. Say it right there in the comments, or send me some hearts on Instagram. Do you have stories that you can tell? Share that. I would love to know as well. All right. Number five, two more. We're almost done. We're almost done, my friends. Don't go anywhere. Number five is confident attitude, right? In the word impact, the letter C stands for confident attitude. Confidence. Confidence is so important when it comes to talking about your artwork created impact, right? You project confidence, right? When you have it. If you don't have it, you cannot fake confidence. Confidence cannot be fake. Confidence has, you know, it projects, it speaks, it raises its hands and says, I'm here, right? I'm present in the room. That's what confidence does. It's an invisible quality that we can all recognize as human beings. And this is something that a lot of artists struggle with. You know, it's a Sergio, you know, I don't know what to say. You know, I have this curator coming to my studio and I'm nervous. I don't know what's going to happen, right? I don't feel like I'm up to it, and I feel I'm afraid to say the wrong things, or maybe the collector who's coming to see the artwork and I'm worried about saying the wrong things, or I'm going to speak in my show and I'm afraid that I'm going to ruin it, or I'm going to forget everything. You know, have this lack of confidence about, you know, speaking about their art. And guess what, my friends? That's totally normal. Those are the voices that we hear in our head all the time. These are the doubts that come to our minds, because we are human beings. There's nothing wrong with you. You are a human being just like everybody else. I actually had doubts today, you know, before I hit that live broadcast. I'm like, what if nobody shows up? What if something screws up? What if it doesn't work? What if the dog starts barking like crazy in the middle of the broadcast, which I'm surprised she hasn't started barking yet. So, you know, those are the doubts that we all have, but we don't have to stay with those doubts. We don't have to live by those doubts. We can acknowledge the doubt and then choose to do otherwise to move forward, right? Say, okay, I know, yeah, the dog can start barking. I know the internet can go down. I know something can happen, but I'm here right now, and there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to have a great time with it and be done with it and enjoy the process, enjoy this moment, right? And at the same time, when it comes about talking about your art, you got to remember one thing. This is the power tip for you. Power tip for you on confidence building, right? Confident attitude is this. You are the expert in the room. You are the expert in the room. When it comes to your own art, you are the expert in the room because you made it, you were there, you had the idea, you created it, you executed the idea, or you directed, you know, whatever you did with that idea, you are the expert in the room. And when you remember that, and when you apply all the other things that I have talked about today, like storytelling and everything else, you know, then you will have no problem. You will have more confidence because you have the tools that you can leverage to make a great conversation, whether it's with one person or with an audience of 500, right? You have the tools that you can use to build that confidence. So power tip, next time that you have doubts, remember, tell yourself, this is what I tell myself all the time. You know, if I'm talking about my art, I'm the expert in the room, and there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow is a brand new day. If I screw up, something happens. Tomorrow is a brand new day, and, you know, and we get to start all over again. Super good. Last one, and with this one, we're gonna wrap it up. Last one. Targeted outcome. Targeted outcome. That's the letter T for the word impact. You gotta have targeted outcome. In other words, what's the end goal of this talk or this conversation or this thing that I'm trying to do? How does this talk or conversation affect the bottom line, right? What is the end purpose? What is the end purpose of this? Always ask yourself, who's the audience, right? How can I bring value to the audience? And what's the bottom line? Three great questions, a power tip for targeted outcome, right? What's the target at the end? What are you aiming your bow and arrow to, right? What is the end goal of what you're trying to do, right? For example, for me, doing this live talk here, through this broadcast, my end goal was I had these notes. I wanted to share them with as many people as I could. So for me, the best way to do it was through a live broadcast. And that's why I'm doing this right here. I'm not here. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm not going to try to sell you a course or something like that. I'm just sharing this talk because I feel that these 6 points are very important. I feel that they can help a lot of people today to talk about your art with greater impact so that you can use that, leverage that in your favor next time you have a guest coming and looking at your art, help them connect, you know, tell a story, you know, all these things, build confidence, all these things, you know, so that, you know, you get closer to your audience. And when you're closer to your audience, you know, great things happen, more opportunities happen for you. You know, more work is sold, more opportunities, more people get connected to you. Your audience keeps growing. So power tip for targeted outcome is always ask yourself, who is the audience, right? Because that will change how you approach the conversation. Who's your audience? How can I bring value to that audience? In other words, not all about me, it's about them, right? It's about them. What are the things that they may want to hear? What are the things that may be of interest to them to hear, right? And what's the bottom line, right? What's the goal? What's the bottom line of this effort, of this whole energy that I'm giving, this talk, this conversation? When you understand those three things, you know, you can then create and plan a wonderful talk, and that, my friend, will help you. So that was the six strategies that I use to talk about my art with greater confidence, with greater impact, and this is going to help you out, my friend. So let me review them, and with this, we wrap it up. Done for today. So the 6 strategies to talk about your art with great impact. So I'm going to read them here to make sure I don't screw up. First one is insightful thinking. And if you miss it, if you came late to this talk, just wait for the broadcast to be over and watch the replay. Watch it right away. Insightful thinking. Number 2, meet me at the door. If you don't know what that means, meet me at the door. You got to check out the replay. Meet me at the door. Number 3, passionate engagement. Passionate engagement, super important. Number 4, authentic storytelling. Authentic storytelling. Number 5, confident attitude. And number 6, maybe like this. Yeah, number 6, targeted outcome. Targeted outcome. And my friend, that's what's all about. That's how you use these strategies will help you talk about your ad with greater impact. I would love to hear, before you go, which one of those six resonates with you the most? Which one of those resonates with you the most? And more important, which one of those are the next one that you have to work on? Which one is the one that you have to work on more, you know, tomorrow or this week, right? Is it working on your elevator pitch or your hook or building confidence? You know, which one out of those six is the one that resonates the with you the most and the one that you need to work at next, you know, the action. I'm all about action. You know, it's not about just coming and watch something. It's about the action that you can take after this conversation. Because my friend, the bottom line of this time that we spent together is the bottom line of speaking with greater impact is that you reduce the distance between yourself, your art, and your audience. Beautiful triangle, right? Your art, yourself, and your audience. And when you speak about your art, you know, with greater impact, that triangle gets closer and closer and closer. And amazing and beautiful things happen when the friction is reduced and when the distance gets reduced as well. So I hope you enjoyed this talk. That's it. That's all. My friends, hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with your friends. Do me a big and giant favor. If you watch this thing, if you watch this live broadcast, if you're on Instagram, share it in your story so more people can watch it before it's gone in 24 hours. If you are on Facebook, please, before you go, do me a quick favor and click on the share button and just share it and say, this was awesome, or maybe this sucks, whatever you want to say. It's entirely up to you. But just share it with your friends so that more people can watch it. And if you enjoy, you know, this type of presentation, maybe I'll do more, but I don't know. I'll see if you guys liked it. And I hope to see you in Breakfast with Sergio this Friday. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, watch Breakfast with Sergio, 7:45-ish a.m. Chicago time, where I bring, you know, practical advice for your career. Thanks for watching, my friends. Hope to see you later, and goodbye.